This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with Ron Sedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world on this very special weekend, Mother's Day weekend. Boy, it doesn't come any more important than that, I guess. And our first guest the second hour is a friend of ours, Brad Meltzer, will be joining us. He has penned a book called The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed. That's the key word. You got to listen to this one, okay? From Blind Spot, Audrey Esparza and Ashley Johnson. Jeff Corbin will be joining us. He is part of Alaska Animal Rescue on Nat Geo Wild. And then we are going to talk about some ideas for Mother's Day with Chef Rebecca Lang. And that's all coming up this hour, hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today. We're going to pause very shortly. When we come back, my second hour's first guest, Brad Meltzer.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy to eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy Today. Well, our next guest is a longtime friend of our show, and he's always welcome here. I really enjoy his work. I truly do. He is a number one New York best-selling author of many books. He's a host of the History Channel TV's Brad Meltzer's Decoded and Brad Meltzer's Lost History. He's been on our show several times in the past. He has a book that just came out, in fact, today, and I have the hardcover in front of me. Could not put it down. It is called The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed. That title, for many of you, may be very confusing. Joining us right now is our friend, Brad Meltzer. Hi, Brad. Welcome back to the show. Nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, great to be back. Thank you.
I enjoyed this book. I don't know if you know this about me, Brad, but I'm a presidential historian. I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home with the Resolute Desk as the key point. So when it comes to books like this, I devour it like a surgical knife through butter, you know?
Trust me, I'm the same exact way. You can't keep me away from a good historical story.
No, absolutely not. Well, let's talk about this, and maybe, and this is kind of sad that some people may not know this, but maybe a little confused with the title, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed. Everybody knows, from the time you're in first grade, of the Lincoln assassination at Ford's Theater, but there is a segment of the audience that probably does not realize that in 1861, even before his inauguration, there was a plot, and a very, very effective one, to kill him that failed. And you've outlined this plot in great detail. It's a page-turner. I love it. This is great.
No, and listen, we all know the story of the secret plot that John Wilkes Booth used to end Lincoln's presidency. That's
right.
A famous story. This is actually the story of the first secret plot to kill Abraham Lincoln at the very start of his presidency. In order to be sworn in as America's 16th president, Lincoln had to take a train from his home in Springfield, Illinois, to Washington, D.C. And the only way to get there was you had to go through Baltimore. And Maryland at the time was a slave state. So the plot was pretty simple. A secret society was planning to kill Abraham Lincoln when he came through Baltimore and end his presidency before it even began. And that is the basis for, as you said, the Lincoln Conspiracy, is telling this real-life true story that so few of us even know happened.
And really and truly, when you think of conspiracies today, if that was on the line today, you'd have thousands of people on the case. Here you have the train going through Baltimore, where they assumed this pro-Southern Society conspirators group was going to assassinate him. First time ever that a murder of a president while he was elected, and of course that was the reason why they did not want that to happen, because they knew that the whole history would have changed its course. But you have Alan Pinkerton, of course, from the Pinkerton, two men, one woman, and one invalid that go on the train. The two men, of course, is Pinkerton and his associate. One woman is a girl by the name of Kate Warren, who was probably the first detective of that nature. And the invalid was supposed to be her brother. He was Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, they give him actually a complete code name. They give him a disguise so no one knows who he is. They're putting Abraham Lincoln in disguise on a speeding train in the middle of the night. You know, we just ruined chapter one of the first of the Lincoln Conspiracy, but it was worth it, right? Like, that's an amazing moment.
Yeah.
And we couldn't pass it up. What the Pinkertons do in that moment, figuring out what the secret society is up to, what they're doing. One of my favorite moments comes right before that, when they tell Abraham Lincoln for the first time that there's a secret plot to kill him. And Alan Pinkerton, again, the famous private eye, head of the Pinkerton Detective Agency, says, "Sir, you're going to Philadelphia tomorrow for a big event. We need you to skip the event. We want to save your life. And let's get you out of here faster than you're supposed to be." And Lincoln says, "I'm not missing the event in Philadelphia." And they're like, "Why?" And he says, and he explains that he doesn't want to miss honoring his hero the next day in Philadelphia. One of his heroes is a man, I should say, named George Washington.
Mm.
They're raising a flag down to George Washington's birthday at Independence Hall in Philadelphia the next day, and Lincoln doesn't miss it. Does not. He goes there the next day, gives a speech, and he says basically that everyone should have an equal chance in America, if we, you know, like the Declaration of Independence says, and if we can't save the country without giving us that principle, without giving up that principle,
mm-hmm.
And Lincoln pauses in that moment, long pause, and says, "I was about to say, I would rather be assassinated on this spot than surrender."
Wow.
And it's an incredible moment because he knows there's a plot to kill him when he says those words. And it's soon after that, I won't ruin how, but they whisk him away. They save his life. But the Lincoln Conspiracy is just filled with these real details that make you go, "Oh my gosh, how did I never hear of this story?"
Yeah. You know, you're named one of the 25 most powerful authors in Hollywood by The Hollywood Reporter, Brad. Why, or maybe there is, a movie in the making. I mean, there are so many movies about Lincoln, and this one here I think is very, very unique in as much as, I don't know how many people know this happened. The man was almost destined to die in some relative association with the office of the presidency. And this really is so embracing when it comes to the action. There are moments when you think, this is it. You know he lives, but this is it. There were such suspenseful moments in this whole trip. Pinkerton didn't sleep for over 3 days.
Yeah, and what's really, you know, to me is also the context of what this is all happening in, is we, you know, are at a time when we look at this story where the Civil War is about to break out. The country is fractured in two. Whatever side you're on, you hate the other side. You think the other side are horrible, awful people. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
It's exactly where we are right now.
Right, right.
And the question that we had is, what do great leaders do in those situations? And great leaders, what Abraham Lincoln does in that moment, he doesn't choose to divide us further.
Mm-hmm.
He unites us.
Yeah.
And my God, do we need heroes like that right now? We need the Abraham Lincolns again, because the way we talk to each other as a culture right now, we're doing it wrong. We'll do whatever side you anyone's politics. When I go to my friends on Fox News or my friends on CNN in the green rooms, you know what they all whisper to me? It's disgusting the way we talk to each other right now. We're doing it wrong, and we need the lessons of Abraham Lincoln right now more than ever.
Yeah, and you know, Abraham Lincoln was not a very big fan of the media. I mean, he had people thrown in jail from the media if they were very, very critical of what he was doing. Boy, you could never do something like that today. You know, there is something I did learn in this book. Well, there's many things I learned in this book, but a couple of them was that Seward was actually Lincoln's competition for the nomination for the Republican National Party. I didn't know that. And also,
not only that, he was the favorite.
Yes.
He was the one that everyone should have won. And he should have hated Lincoln when Lincoln beat him, but instead joined his team. And Lincoln's smart enough to bring on someone who has more experience. Lincoln's a novice. And it's kind of what I love. We all know today, Ron, as you know, we all know Lincoln at the end of his life. You know, the man who wins the Civil War, the Emancipation Proclamation, the slaves are freed. That's the end of his story. This is the beginning of his story, and you see Lincoln trying to figure it out. He's being sworn in. He's making mistakes. He's screwing it up. They even lose the original inauguration speech that he's supposed to give, his inaugural address, because they're so disorganized. And what I love is when you see him being elected for the first time, then they tell him, hey, sir, you won the presidency. You know what he's doing? He's on the back of the building playing handball.
When he's
right before he's supposed to leave, he goes back to his hometown. He wants to see his father's grave. He wants to go see his mother, his stepmom, one last time. And he goes to see his stepmother one last time. And she says, you know, one of the accounts of someone there says that she's sobbing and crying. And she's saying, you know, I'm fearful I'm never going to see him again. They're going to assassinate him. And she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
She never will see him again. And I love, you know, we do this. We make a mistake today with our heroes. We take our heroes. We put them up on pedestals. We build these great monuments. And we worship. But we do them a huge disservice when we do that. Because anyone you look up to, whether it's Abraham Lincoln or Rosa Parks or anyone else, they have moments where they're scared and they're terrified. And they don't think they can go on. And we need to remember that all of us are cowards and we're brave and we're horrible and we're amazing. Some of us in the same week, some of us in the same few hours, depending on when you catch us. And that's not a bad thing. It makes us human. And I think it's important to see in the Lincoln conspiracy, you can see Abraham Lincoln being human.
There's no doubt. You hit it. And I love the emotional moment, especially with Grace Padel, the 11-year-old girl who suggested he grow a beard and how she reacted to his reception on the back of the train. It's a great book, Brad. You always do a good job. It's called The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed Prior to Being Elected President of the United States. Brad, you are always welcome here, my friend. Please come back when you have more time. We'll chat more about the book and other projects, okay?
Would love it.
And, of course, The Lincoln Conspiracy is available wherever books are sold. A story that is not as well known as the assassination of Lincoln at the Ford Theater, but one very pertinent in history. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, we had Jamie Alexander, who's been on our show several times on last week, talking about, I gotta choke up here when I say this, the final season of Blind Spot coming up Thursdays on NBC. I hate to see that show go. I love that show. And joining us right now are two other stars of the show to chat about it, Ashley Johnson and Audrey Esparza. Hi, Audrey. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it's so nice to have you on the show, and thank you for joining us. But I have to tell you, I'm a little choked up about this thing. I don't want to see this show go. I love this show.
Oh, thank you so much. I know we're a little surprised that we made it, and we actually got to complete the story. So it's definitely bittersweet.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Did you reach 100 shows in production?
We did.
Okay, so life continues in syndication, right, ladies?
We'll see in today's world.
Well, let's talk.
I think for us, the milestone was just getting to 100 episodes and knowing that we got there. We were like, okay, we did it. We made it.
Yeah.
It felt like a big accomplishment.
Big number, no doubt about it, and a great show. Now, let's talk about the, we don't want to give away too much here because the premiere is coming up this Thursday, but the season ended last year with a very explosive finale, if you will, in Iceland. And one of the problems was that the drone strike on the safe house had a lot of the team inside. Now, I'm assuming, yep. I don't know how to do this. I got to handle this delicately because I don't want to give away what happens. But can you tease us a little? Please tease us just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we can absolutely say without spoiling, but with, you know, a lot of sadness that we don't leave a whole team. We don't all make it through that final moment from season four. You'll know very, very soon into the first episode who survives, who doesn't, how the survivors cope with that, and the challenges that brings throughout the season.
You mean to tell me there are some stars of this show that don't survive in the final season, that they didn't even get to go through the whole season?
That's right.
Oh,
Life on TV after Game of Thrones.
Well, I hate to be the person that had to tell those actors and actresses that news. We got another season, but you're dying at the beginning of it, okay? So that's all. Hey, both of you bring a lot to the table, though, because let's talk about Audrey for a moment. She's been on Power, Public Morals, Black Box, The Blue Bloods, Golden Boy, Madam Secretary, On Stage, with Underneath the Bed, Post No Bills, One Night in the Valley, and Ashley, you've been in the feature film Much to Do About Nothing, and The Avengers, and Help, and Alleged, and ABC's Private Practice, and The Killing. So when you saw the script, after all that experience, and looking at it, and I used to joke around with Jamie about it, still do, actually, where you say, I'm going to have this woman come on, and her whole body is going to be a map, all right? When you saw that, what did you think?
Well, boy, that was, I mean, the initial script for the pilot, what drew all of us, because it was so well written, and the idea of that, of somebody coming in with a map and clues on their person, it just was a story that seemed incredibly interesting and different. And also the day that we actually saw the tattoos on Jamie for the first time, I think all of us were a little blown away because they were so cool. Like, yeah. It's not at all what I pictured, but it was better. And it just, she looked so beautiful in them, and it was so cool, and it was a great idea from the get-go, and I think that's kind of what sold us all on it.
You know, before there was things as GPS to help us get from one city to another, there was roadmaps by the AAA. And I told her, I said, you know, I went in the other day to ask for a triptych, and I wanted one of you, and they wouldn't give it to me. You know, I don't know what the deal was. They just wouldn't do it. She has like 12 tattoos of her own, doesn't she?
Yeah, sure she does.
Yeah. No. Well, I don't know that from experience. You just told me that, so I'm just going to have to. Now, this show is shot like a movie. I mean, it is very, very well done. And a couple of seasons ago, you started to go all around the world, did you not?
We did. We did, yeah. And this is such a testament to our crew, our camera team, the DPs that we've had on the show. The show looks the way it does because the crew is just so unbelievable, and they really care about the aesthetics of the show and the visuals, and it's that crew works hard, especially that camera crew. They're carrying those heavy cameras for 14 hours a day. It's a big job.
One of our biggest points of pride is that the show is really loved around the world, and I think the creative team got together and thought it would be really special and really pay tribute to the international fans of the show by showing up and by shooting around the world and truly,
for sure,
incorporating the people who love Blind Spot on an international level.
You know, it's amazing because a lot of shows, like they're shot like in New York or Chicago, those kind of shows, Dick Wolf Productions, it's a big job. But boy, when you take a crew like you have and the tremendous way of this show being produced and shot and take it around the world, that is quite a cavalier experience. I mean, that is not an easy task.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
what really does say how incredible our DPs are and our camera operators is, even though we were in international spaces, the scale of the crew was oftentimes really tiny, and that you never felt that as an audience member. You felt like you were still a part of a really huge production. Just kind of tells you guys how special they are as a crew.
Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah, I remember there a lot of the, and this is, Audrey could probably speak more to this, but I remember what was so incredible about our crew. Audrey had to go do a shoot in Amsterdam and Paris.
We were in Switzerland and
London. Yes. She went out for about a week, and they just shot stuff all over the world with David Tutman, who's one of the DPs on the show. And he just popped the camera on his shoulder, and they just shoot.
Yes,
and
he directed it, DP'd it. I changed and did my hair and makeup in a van, and everything you'll see with me on my own in Europe was a really small crew, but David's amazing.
Well, how many episodes in the final season, ladies?
11 episodes.
Well, I hate to see it go, but it's been a great run, and I know that we'll see it, as we alluded to earlier, in syndication. It's the final season premiering this Thursday on NBC. It is, of course, the hit show Blind Spot, and our two stars joining us from the show, very talented ladies, Audrey Esparza and Ashley Johnson. Audrey, Ashley, thanks for all the years of entertainment, and look forward to your next venture, and come on back anytime. We'd love to have you. Okay, bye-bye. I'm very excited about that last season, but I hate to see it go. Blind Spot, Thursdays on NBC, the final season. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new scare from the coronavirus in New York. A disease that may be linked to the virus is affecting small children. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke about a mysterious illness that has now taken the lives of three children in the state.
Toddler, elementary school children are presenting symptoms similar to Kawasaki disease or toxic shock-like syndrome.
He says it affects children's blood vessels and potentially the heart. The state health department is studying 73 cases in which children with the syndrome have COVID-19 antibodies or tested positive for the coronavirus. The major U.S. airline trade group, Airlines for America, says it backs the idea of checking the temperatures of passengers and some employees during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
world and across the nation, it's Ron Sedgy today, and joining us right now is a very interesting gentleman. There is no question about it. And National Geo is launching this new series. It's called Alaska Animal Rescue. They did it actually earlier this month. It is unbelievable. It's co-produced by our guest, and he is quite a guy. 25 years in front of a camera and over 50 times in Alaska over 25 years. That's a lot of time. Jeff Corwin joins us right now. Hi, Jeff. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be with you guys.
I am so excited about this show. This is fascinating. First of all, you really have covered one of the lost frontiers, if you will, or last, if that's probably more accurate, Alaska. In 25 years, you have been there 50 times, and when you go there, it's just like overnight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Alaska is, as you said, it's our last great wild frontier in North America, and I've had the great joy of going to Alaska since my very first TV series many, many, many times. I had a series that was just all about Alaska years ago on Travel Channel. So Alaska for me has become my home away from home, and I've always dreamed of doing a series that focused in on not only the wildlife that you can only find there, but these incredible conservation heroes that are fighting to save them. And that's kind of the spirit of this series, Alaska Animal Rescue and Nat Geo Wild. I'm not hosting it. I'm not narrating it. I'm behind the camera as a creator of it and as an executive producer of it and telling those stories of these three incredible characters that come together, Alaska, the wildlife, and the people. And with this series, we cover it from the land, the sea, and the air.
That was fascinating to me. The Alaska Seal Life Center in Seward. It covers 6,600 miles of coastline, and of course that deals with marine life, walruses, whales. Then you have the Alaska Raptor Center, and that specializes in airborne animals like bald eagles, owls, other types of birds. And then you have the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center in Portage that takes care of big animals like bears and wolves and bison. And those three entities come together in this conservation. But what happened before this? I mean, let's go back a couple of hundred years before there were these kind of wildlife centers, if you will. What happened to the animals that weren't taken care of, like these first responders, veterinarians, and animal caretakers work so hard to do day to day?
Well, you know, even today it's still that way in Alaska. Nature often takes its course, and nature is not always kind. Alaska is not forgiving for the unfit, and it is a place of ultimate extremes.
Mm-hmm.
But 200 years ago, you didn't have the human pressure. Most of the problems that these animals face, not always, but many of these problems are the result of humans not being wise with the way we've managed these environments or these species. And now some of these species, for example, bald eagles in the lower 48, at one time were critically endangered. They're not endangered anymore in the lower 48 because people stepped up and made the wise decisions to recover them as a species. And, you know, for example, in Alaska, we work with muskox and wood bison at the Wildlife Conservation Center. These are animals. The wood bison was pushed to regional extinction. They had to be reintroduced to Alaska. The muskox was reduced to less than 100 animals. They are recovering, and it's because of people like these conservation heroes. So 200 years ago, there wasn't a problem because human beings weren't causing the problem.
We screwed it up. Now, how do you get through the weather problems to even get to these animals? I see so many times pictures of polar bears taken in Alaska, and they're on ice, and of course, they're not really, they look cute and everything else, but they're a very dangerous animal. How do you approach that type of a beast?
Well, I've done a lot of stuff with polar bears, and you're right that one of the biggest challenges is the environmental challenge. It's April, and you're in Kaktovik, which you're at the very top of the world, and it is minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit out, and you get in a helicopter, and the ice is so blindingly white, you get a migraine in about 5 minutes if you don't wear the proper eyeglass protection. And then you're in this helicopter, and you're sedating by DART, a giant 800-pound polar bear. And then you realize you're working with a scientist who's trying to save these polar bears because their world is literally melting away before our eyes. And you're very humbled by that. But, I mean, you go in prepared. You go in with the information. You go in with the skill sets, because if you make a mistake, you may not have an opportunity to make more mistakes.
Wow. How many episodes are in the series, Jeff?
So for season one, it's six episodes on Nat Geo Wild, and each one of these areas will, the Raptor Center, the Sea Life Center, and the Conservation Center, their characters, their animal and human characters, each step up at various places in the episode. So, for example, in episode one, our primary story was this incredible journey of Skewer, this bald eagle who gets stuck in a tree and gets skewered by a branch after fighting with another eagle. And people don't realize we followed that whole eagle through the whole summer. His story gets distilled into an hour-long episode. So, and then the B story for that one was Pat, the octopus from the Sea Life Center. And then the next episode, the A story will be from the Sea Life Center. So each one of these organizations have these powerful stories that drive the whole series, but there's six episodes, and Saturday night will be our third one, and it's one you don't want to miss.
What's amazing to me is how long it takes to do just one episode. I mean, it's not like you're going in and doing a sitcom or even an hour-long drama like Law and Order. I mean, like you said, you followed this thing for many, many months. It's got to be astronomical, the time-consuming of it, and then the editing of the show. I mean, it's got to be a real challenge.
Three separate crews. So each crew includes multiple cameras, field production team, three crews embedded at each area, and then all that footage goes to our studio in Washington, D.C., and then we then spend many, many, many months distilling it down into episodes.
Massive.
It's a lot of work. It's a payoff, because you see what you're doing. And for me, what I loved about it was this is the first series that I'm not hosting, that I'm not narrating. I'm behind the camera. So one minute you're directing a scene. The next minute you're shooting. You've got a camera on your shoulder. And then the next minute you're out buying lunch at Subway for everybody. There's no room for ego in making a TV show like this.
That's great. I apologize for not going down all of the television shows that you've been responsible for. All of these shows that you've done, it's absolutely unbelievable, including the Food Network, because I know that you have a real interest in food. You certainly have had a lot of experience in that arena. But I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, on the show Ocean Mysteries, you found a freshwater stingray that was 14 feet long, and this is the part that really gets me, 8 feet wide?
We did, and this was a few years ago, probably 7 years ago. I was in filming, actually probably 5 years ago, I was filming in Thailand. I like to fish, and we were working with a scientist who's studying these giant freshwater stingrays, and we caught the world record largest freshwater fish ever captured, and it was amazing. It was incredible, and if people search it, you can actually see, if you just put my name and giant stingray, what will come up, you'll see it takes it probably a dozen of us just to keep it stable in its enclosure.
Oh my gosh, fascinating. Well, the show is Saturday evenings on Nat Geo. It's the series that's called Alaska Animal Rescue, and it's on every Saturday night on Nat Geo, and it's the brainchild of our guest, Jeff Corwin. It's a fantastic show. It really is, and I give you a lot of credit, because it takes a lot of perseverance to really go out there and do what you've done over the years, and it's very important to our environment, and you have not only participated in making it right, but you have, of course, memorialized it on film, and I thank you for doing that, my friend.
Thank you very much. I was delighted to be with you.
And please come back. You're a very interesting young gentleman. We can talk about so many things that you've done. We could do a 4 hours on you very, very easily. So when you're bored, let us know, okay? Okay.
Will do.
Thanks, Jeff. Our guest has been Jeff Corwin. The name of the series is called Alaska Animal Rescue, Saturday nights on Nat Geo Wild. And there is more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, it's here under Mother's Day. Talking about a confusing day. Love Mother's Day, but boy, you just want to do everything right, and that's hard to do. Especially now with this coronavirus and sheltering in place. But we may have a solution for your problems. We have a very special lady. She is a cooking instructor, food writer, and author of numerous books, over six books. Joining us right now is the chef, Rebecca Lang. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. I love when you are here, Rebecca. I really do. And we need you now more than ever because what do we do to celebrate Mother's Day? I mean, this is a tough year. It's a tough year every year, but this one in particular because you can't go over there. If you do, you got to be careful. A lot of restraints.
There is. children, you know, I think this is the perfect year that we need to make sure and go above and beyond and just making sure your mom knows that you're thinking of her and you're sending her goodies. I've got some great ideas today of things that you can have shipped to your mom, sent to your mom so everything is still safe. But, you know, writing your mom notes, sending cards, and if you, of course, live with your mom, my children and my husband, we're going to all be together, and I think the rule for that then is you do whatever mom wants to do all day, and you're always going to win at Mother's Day.
What is your favorite way to celebrate Mother's Day? I know, as you mentioned, you're a mom.
I am. So, you know, I take Mother's Day as a perfect example of when to do nothing. So in my normal life, I'm so busy testing recipes nearly every day. I'm always writing. So Mother's Day is the true day off. And the funny thing is, my husband doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to put him to work in the kitchen, hopefully before I wake up, have a bacon Gouda crustless quiche here.
Ooh.
That's made with Wisconsin cheese. It's so beautiful and totally husband-friendly. Mother's Day is all about, you know, letting me actually relax and have time. And all the moms right now with what's going on, especially if you have kids that you're at home homeschooling, your mom needs a break. Trust me.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. I have to agree with you 100%. You talk about cooking. Of course, you are the chef. You know, you have got all the answers. Well, let's talk for a moment about other things, okay? For example, you mentioned special memories. What are some other things if indeed your husband is like me, a schmo in the kitchen?
Well, that's a terrible thing. Now, my husband, I've been training him for years. I'm hoping that we're moving up to a different status. So I think really kind of paying attention to the ingredients you're purchasing. So to go with my quiche, of course, he's going to have to do some online ordering or run to the grocery store. But I like to make sure that he's cooking with things I like to cook with, like Wisconsin cheese, which Wisconsin is the state of cheese.
Right.
And he can always look for that Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge so he knows what he's buying and he knows how great it is. One thing you can also do is always look for products that have the Fair Trade America logo on the products, which is something that's very important to me, that I'm being responsible with the items that I buy. So, you know, always start anytime you're cooking by choosing the best ingredients. And Fair Trade certified goods really are a way to ensure that people that grow our food are earning a living wage. I know that you know how important that is and that they can, you know, support their families. It's also protecting the environment. But I think anytime you're getting together a meal, you want to make sure that everything you start out with is as great of ingredients as possible. And I don't know if you're hanging out on Instagram a lot, but Fairtrade Mark US on Instagram is actually running a contest right now for a chance to win a lot of Fairtrade goods that are just really cool. It'd be a great addition to Mother's Day to win.
What are some of the things you can win, Rebecca?
Well, we have a sheet set that is as soft as you can imagine. We've got granola. We have green tea.
Mm.
We have a great tote bag, coffee, chocolate. I mean, it's quite the package, which would be a fun treat.
How do you get involved? You go on Instagram?
Yeah, go on Instagram at Fairtrade Mark US, and you can enter to win there. And then the contest goes on through the week, so it should be a fun time to watch and see what happens.
Yeah, I guess so. What is your favorite Mother's Day meal, since you are the queen of the kitchen?
Well, you know, before I even get into Mother's Day meals, I'll tell you what I like to start Mother's Day with. My favorite thing, which I think all moms can agree, is breakfast in bed. As my husband is working on his quiche, I hope to start the day with a cup of coffee. And really, that magic of sharing a cup of coffee with somebody, you know, all moms appreciate that. And I have two here with me. One is a K-Mini, which sells for under $80, and a K-Slim, which is under $110. But the nice thing about it is not only is it the perfect cup each time, but I love in my kitchen anything that saves me some space on my counters. Because, you know, when you're cooking, you want as much counter space open as possible.
Right.
And these new Keurigs are fantastic. They're so skinny that they really leave you tons of room for working on the counter when you're making all your food. But any mom would love to receive one of those. That's another gift you could ship straight to your mom and have her enjoy it on Mother's Day and make it special for her, too.
You know, I think a lot of people think of flowers, jewelry, you know, clothes. And I don't want to sound cheap by no means, okay? But I think memories are really a great gift. And memories don't cost a lot, but they certainly last a long time. And some of the things that you're mentioning, those moments, along with your husband and, of course, getting the kids involved, is a perfect way to spend Mother's Day. I mean, when Father's Day comes along, I don't want big stuff. I just want memories.
Well, and that's what, especially during this time, I think that's what we're going to all look back on and see, how did we make it as special as we could? And so, for example, my children and I, my parents live a few blocks from us, but we're completely staying separate from them. And we went and took a ton of sidewalk chalk, and we drew in their driveway how much we're missing them.
Oh.
So, that'd be a great thing to do on Mother's Day for your mom or a grandmother that you can't see. But that's what's going to make this all different and make it better, is if we all really, you're right, to make memories and make it something that's special.
That's very sweet. I like that idea. A lot of great information, but we can't, of course, pack everything in. So where can we go, Rebecca, for more information on how to make this Mother's Day a very special Mother's Day?
One place you can go for your mom actually to have Mother's Day off and rest, like I like to do, is you can make sure that she's not cooking by letting the Colonel do the cooking on Mother's Day. So I don't know if you love KFC like I do, but for almost 70 years they've been bringing families together, and they don't want this year to be any different. So it's really fascinating. They've launched a virtual Mother's Day experience on Messenger from Facebook. So it's a one-stop experience for families that can't be together. You can send your mom a $20 fill-up or a $30 fill-up, and they're even offering free delivery for a limited time over $20. And so it's a perfect way to let your mom relax and enjoy. I mean, who doesn't love fried chicken on Mother's Day?
Right.
And really have a great time at it.
That's great. Where can we go for more information?
Everything I've talked about today is on tipsontv.com.
Love it. Tipsontv.com, so that you get everything you need to know about Mother's Day coming up now. Hey, Chef, we always are happy when you're here, and happy Mother's Day to you, Rebecca.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Okay, Rebecca Lang has been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Changing the world, one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Well, that's going to put a wrap on things on the special Mother's Day weekend. We want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. And our guests include Loretta Lynn, Adrian Barbeau, the daughter of Natalie Wood, Natasha Gregson-Wagner, Jennifer Jolly, author Brad Meltzer from Blind Spot, Audrea Espaza and Ashley Johnson, star of Alaska Animal Rescue, Jeff Corwin, and Chef Rebecca Lang. Well, to all the moms out there, you're a very, very special person. We love you, moms, and happy Mother's Day. And I'm Ron Sedgy, reminding you that we'll do it again next week, live nationwide and around the world. Till then, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.